Hour number three. What a fun show tonight. With us is Adrian Coxon in studio. Quick background to reset here. He has been working with the missile,
yes,
trying to become a missile in his own way. And Q has taken Adrian under his wing. Now, Adrian's background is personal to us because he went to City College down the street.
Yes, sir.
He was a baller. First team all met.
Baller indeed.
In 2010, right?
Yes, sir.
First team all met. Went to Florida to go play ball for Urban Meyer. For family reasons, you had to come home quite quickly. Went to Maryland for Ralph Friedgen. Things didn't really work out well with Randy Etzel. You move on, and you go play in the FCS level for Stony Brook in what's an elite league, the CAA. And that should be noted here. I mean, we saw what Terrence West did in his rookie year out of Towson. Yeah. I mean, they're producing NFL players. And the draft is now a month away, and you want to be a part of that draft.
Yes, sir.
As far as you know it right now, you have an agent, you have Q, you've talked to scouts pro day. Do you have a projection in your mind where you think best case scenario you could go or could sign?
When I run 4.38 on April 1st, I should be looking at, you know, no later than the fourth round. You know, that's my goal. My goal is to just get drafted and just to have the opportunity to make my dream come true.
Now, I have to ask this, Q. Okay, we talk about 40 times a lot this time of year. We talk about it a lot. And it is what it is as far as NFL scouts are concerned. It's one of those things, you know, it's kind of it's something that cuts through FCS, Division I, Ohio State, Michigan, Stony Brook. It doesn't really matter. That number, for better or worse, transcends all those things. It is what it is, you know? It's like throwing 97.
Yeah.
You throw 97, it stands on its own.
Yeah.
All right. 4.38. What is the best you've ever run? What did you run in high school? And how I want to hear how Q has kind of trained you to get to this 4.38, this magic number, sub 4.440.
Well, if Q would tell me my time all the time, I would know my fastest.
Q does not.
No, he does not.
Yeah, it's like bosses, you know, with ratings. They don't want you getting overwhelmed by it day to day.
Yes.
Is but, that a decent analogy, Q?
Very much so.
My goal is to run 4.438. That's my goal.
And Q, is that possible?
I think he can, absolutely. Part of the formula for running, your body's mass, it has to be able to produce some serious forces into the ground, and a speed has to be 2 to 3 times that of your body weight. Upper level speeds of elite runners are 4 to 5 times that of their body weight, even greater. We're talking Olympians now. But that being said, there's also some subtlety as far as technique to create such force into the ground. Adrian has a natural talent of speed. He can turn over. In other words, his scissors action. There's a stance leg that runs into the ground. Obviously, your knee coming up out of the ground. That is the swing leg. But together, they are creating a scissors action. For Adrian, what we wanted to enhance up at the Arena Club when he would come train with me, it's whether or not he can be able to produce that correctly in his 0 to 10. And that acceleration phase is really important because a lot of wasted energy happens in that 0 to 10. And I think, you know, whomever taught him, you know, before Q, it was one of those scenarios where he was having, you know, some slight difficulties in really trying to enhance that acceleration phase.
I'm really curious, and you probably won't say this, Q, how much Adrian has shaved off of his 40 time from when you first saw him to now, and then...
I'm going to say it. Dude ran at 219 pounds. He ran a respectable 4.55, I believe it was. I didn't show him that because he was all... You know, well, I don't care because us receivers were cocky anyway, so it doesn't matter. But he was cocky. He's like, oh, I know I ran 4.4. I'm like, no, he didn't. I won't tell him. But no, you ran fast. Oh, that was good. But he ran 4.55. And I was like, yeah, that's okay. However, his ability to adapt is what separates him. What I mean by that is I gave him some cues, C-U-E-S, some verbal cues to concentrate on. And he was able to adapt and quickly jumped in. I will say this. I don't necessarily want to say his fastest time, but he has quickly been a consistent. I have not sniffed his slowest quote-unquote time, his 40, since we've been working. Since that 4.55 day has been a 4.4, 4.48, and that was just after running 5 consecutive 40-yard dashes.
Wow. That is impressive.
Yes.
So let's just say, hypothetically, on pro day, you run a 4.45. I mean, you're still in the mix at that point, right? I mean, that's not slow by most human standards.
That would be considered a great time. But for me, as my goal, I want to run a 4.38, and I won't be satisfied if I don't run a
4.38. They do tell you on the spot, right, what you got?
It depends. I mean, some pro days, if you can kind of have your guy right there, and we're going to make sure we have our guy right there. I'm Bill Ackerman, who is a part of the 360 Sports Performance team. He and I are going to take the trip up to Stony Brook and, you know, get a chance to help out Adrian and get a good look at what he can do. But that being said, we will be by the finish line saying, this is what he ran. And I'm sure, you know, Adrian's agent, Mark Lillibridge, he'll be actually standing next to some scouts and getting into their ear and seeing what he ran. So, we will find out. We will.
Adrian, where do you plan on spending Saturday of draft weekend?
Home with my family. You know, I'm gonna.
Do you have something to occupy your mind in that window there? I know it can be a long day.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to
video games something.
No, I'm gonna have to listen to the council, which is Kadri and Bill Ackerman, and see what they recommend for me to do.
Well, you should call in our Saturday draft show from. We'll be at the castle. Who knows? Maybe the Ravens would draft you. What would that mean to you, being a Baltimore kid?
Oh, that would mean so much to me to play for my hometown and just to show everybody in the community that if you work hard, no matter what setbacks you have from high school to college, that you can get to where you need to get to.
So you graduate City in 2010. That means when Kadri Ismail won the Super Bowl, you were probably 8 years old.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any recollection of that night?
No. Before I started working with him, I never really watched his film. So after I worked with him the first day, I improved so much. From the first day to the second day, and I'm like, wow, like, I'm trusting the madness. So I ended up looking up the Super Bowl when he caught the long ball. He made it look so effortless, and I'm like, dang, I want to run like that.
If only he wasn't tripped up there, he'd have been in the house.
Doggone, Dave Thomas and your long arms, man.
It would have been to the house.
It would have been all the way, no question about that, and that was a shoestring that got him. Adrian, great story. We wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully things work out for you and your dream of getting to the National Football League. Great stuff, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And Q?
I know this for
any
sure.
Words of wisdom? I'm sure you're giving a lot.
Yeah, I am absolutely excited for him for his pro day. More importantly, I know he's going to run fast, but the dude can flat out catch.
That's
paramount.
All know it's bigger.
Exactly.
Means more to the scouts, I don't know.
Well, I think the scouts will see his weight, number one, but number two, he's going to have some individual days. I know the Giants called him. I know the Ravens want to see a private workout. I think he's going to show up and really be impressive as far as all those private workouts and really just show that he's a complete wide receiver.
Adrian Coxon, good story. Coming from City College, former All-Met star, and now trying to get to the NFL. Adrian, best of luck. We'll keep in touch with you. We'll come back. Jarrett Bell here on WBAL News Radio 1090.